Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And good morning. Joining us right now, Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist and obviously friend of the show. Cal, good morning and welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mary, I'm fine. I'm here in Istanbul. I'm singing the old song, Take Me Back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople.
Hey!
Good song from the 50s.
I love it. I was looking for a few more verses.
It was remade.
Well, it'll cost you. You know, I'm under an ASCAP requirement here.
That song was actually remade by They Might Be Giants in the 1990s, believe
Very
it or
good.
Not. Fun, weird. And by the way, Cal, for calling from Istanbul, your connection is better than some of our callers. So I'm pretty impressed.
Well, I'm in an upscale hotel. What can I tell you?
Talk to you about President Trump has a speech today about tax reform, tax cuts. Apparently, he's not going to talk about how, but he's going to talk about why we need this. What do you know about President Trump's planned tax reform?
Well, Kellyanne Conway was on Fox last night, and she said, among other things, what we all know, those of us who try to do our taxes, I stopped doing mine years ago, not filing them, of course, I still do that, but I have to hire a lawyer because I can't even understand the instructions, much less the form. And she said that we spend about 7 billion hours, by some estimates, trying to comply with the tax code. It's ridiculous. You may remember that the Reagan administration, during the president's one of his State of the Union speeches, he had rolled in on a dolly the entire tax code. I mean, there was thousands of pages. Even Tip O'Neill, then the speaker, smiled, even laughed at the time because it was great political theater. Reagan also said that we have a deficit and a debt, not because the American people are taxed too little, but because their government spends too much. And in addition to reforming the tax code and reducing taxes, especially the corporate tax, which is the highest in the world, which is why so many corporations have gone overseas, we need to reduce the entitlement spending. That's the main driver of debt, and I wish we could combine the tax cuts with the spending reductions, but I don't see anything coming up on that line.
You know, Cal, as we hurtle towards 2018, a lot of observers suggest that once we'd get into that year, it seems very unlikely that we'll get much legislation passed. But tax reform, to me, does seem like the perfect thing that can be passed at any time, because simplifying the tax code and trying to lower taxes for everybody, or at least the middle class and below, that's going to be a straight-up winner with the electorate. Why not do it at any time?
Well, of course, the middle class and below don't pay, especially below, don't pay that much taxes. It's the people who are successful that have paid them. But, yeah, I mean, even Claire McCaskill, senator from Missouri, has said that working on tax cuts is something that I think we can agree with. But, again, it's the spending that is the driving force. I mean, it's like trying to deprive Dracula of blood. Taxes are the blood of big government. And the reason the tax code has become so complicated is because of all of the breaks the politicians give to various contributors to their campaigns. These lobbyists aren't going to sit on the sideline, and we have more lobbyists by tens of thousands in Washington than we've ever had. You may remember when we used to have yellow pages in Washington. You'd go under associations and lobbying groups. It took up almost a quarter of the yellow pages. So these people are not going to sit on the sidelines waiting for their tax breaks to be removed. They're going to be in there fighting. They're going to be in there telling politicians, if you don't continue to give us this break or add new breaks, we're not going to contribute to your campaign. So it's not as easy as it sounds to reform the tax code when you've got so much money and special interests involved.
So President Trump finding out that, as you said, it's not as easy, and when he found out with health care, he's going to have the same lesson with tax reform, or do you think he is better prepared for the battle now?
Well, we'll see. I mean, it all requires on the compliance of Congress, and if they couldn't fix Obamacare or refused to, they could, but they didn't. And we're hearing nice fuzzy things out of Congress now that, well, we're going to get something done before the end of the year on reforming the tax code. There's a lot of talk out there now that I'm reading about the Republican Party being dead. People are fed up with the Republican Party and all the excuses they give for not doing anything. I don't know if it's going to be a third party or if it's going to be like the Whigs, which were replaced by the Republican Party in the 19th century, where we just get rid of them as being completely useless. But I think if they don't get the tax code reform legislation through, I think there's going to be some kind of a revolt among conservatives who are sick and tired of the Republican Party. Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center has written a tremendous essay on this piece, which you can find on their website, mrc.org. He wrote it for National Review.
Absolutely. Well, Cal Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy your vacation. Enjoy your wanderings around the world. Stay safe.
Oh, no, Mary. It's not a vacation. You can't write that off. It's a fact-finding trip.
Ah, okay. Well,
see, this guy knows the tax code. What do you need help for?
Well, Cal, you keep working hard. And thank you for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. That's Cal Thomas, syndicated columnist. You can hear him here on WMAL.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.